Super Bowl 49 is history. Mountains of paper and ink, untold pages on the internet, hours and hours of TV and radio time, eye-poppingly expensive commercials, and what are we all talking about this week? Left Shark. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubakin's with us now. John, leading up to the Super Bowl, we all heard more than any of us really wanted to hear about the PSI of an NFL game, football. And now the internet is crawling all over Katy Perry's backup dancer, Left Shark. How annoyed are you?
I'm kind of relieved, actually. I admit it, that compared to the endless talk about Deflategate, I've heard more about, if you will, Tom Brady's balls than I ever wanted to. Sorry about that. But
You had to go there, didn't you?
You had to go there. Technically, that's true, of course, but the Deflategate was just, pardon me again, overblown issue of all time, in my opinion. So I was so tired of hearing about that. It amounts to almost nothing. It is truly hot air. And then, of course, Left Shark comes along. I'll tell you what, I'm not nearly as irritated as probably Right Shark is. That guy did his job, right? No one's talking about poor Right Shark.
Yeah. It is interesting, though. And, you know, Left Shark and all of this stuff. It's the Super Bowl. Isn't always the Super Bowl been associated with hoopla and silliness?
Look, it's the only time of the year we actually look forward to watching the ads. It is very much a co-ed event. You don't have to even like football that much to pay attention to the Super Bowl and the parties and all that. And we're almost always talking about something other than the game on Monday. So this is no exception, of course, with Left Shark and whatnot. But it's supposed to be silly. It's kind of a fake national holiday already as it is. And I will say the ads that we saw endlessly, of course, most notably the nationwide insurance ad about, sadly, the kid who never grew up because he died in an accident.
Yeah.
That kind of missed the mark, I thought. Yes, I am serious about global warming also, but not on Super Sunday or Halloween or July 4th.
But I think you also, I get the sense that you're ready for all the silliness to settle down. And there are some really major issues that have been pushed way to the back burner during Deflategate and Left Shark, such as what?
Oh, everything. And that's a very good point. While the reporters spent all night and day knocking out these stories about Deflategate, which, trust me, again, is about nothing, the NFL should be thanking all your stars that they're spending their time over something so silly and trivial. Because the real issues out there, there really is an epidemic of domestic abuse amongst NFL players, and there has been for a long time. It has gone unreported, frankly. There's also the issue, too, that of all the four major leagues, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, football is the only one that does not give their players a guaranteed contract. So that means if you get a 3 or 4 year contract, which sounds really good, but you blow out your knee or you get too old or whatever, you don't get the rest of that money. You're gone. You get the rest of that season, that is all, and years 2, 3, and 4 are gone. So that's pretty amazing. You've also got the issue, I think a big issue, that somehow the NFL that has gotten billions and billions of dollars in taxpayer subsidies and bought stadiums, all this business, is somehow listed as a non-profit entity with a $40 million per year CEO and commissioner in Roger Goodell, and the NFL does not pay any taxes. Now, I get why your church might not, or your synagogue, or Red Cross. I don't get why the NFL is not paying taxes.
It sounds like what you're saying is that there's some pots that have been on the back burner that need to get back bubbling on the front burner again for Goodell and the NFL.
That's exactly right, but as long as we're talking about Left Shark and Tom Brady, it's probably not going to happen, is it?
Meantime, I just have to ask you, what came out of your mouth with that final play with 3 plays to go, 1 yard? What did you do when Pete Carroll made that call?
Like everyone else, I went, oh, my gosh. It was a bizarre call. Look, I'll say in his defense that Lynch, the famous tailback who refused to say anything during any press conference other than, I'm here because I did not want to be fined, he's the best back out there, and we thought for sure, everyone thought, to be running with him to the corner of the end zone. But instead, they tried a quick pass play, which was intercepted, of course. And I will say this, I mean, surprise factor counted, and if the pass was where it's supposed to be, it probably would have worked, and maybe then Pete Carroll's a genius. But it was a shocking play, it did not work, and we all thought Seattle's about to win the game. So that was a very dramatic Super Bowl.
I suspect we probably couldn't really repeat on the radio what popped out of your mouth.
You set me up and I passed it by, didn't I? Surprisingly, yes. What I said was not, oh my gosh.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubakin. Thanks so much, John.
Cindy, always a pleasure.